KJAN Sports.
Good morning. I'm Chris Parks with a check of sports here on KJAN. It's being brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
Is insurance eating too much of your budget? Everybody seems to be watching their finances these days, and even if you're not, why spend more than what you need? Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers quality insurance products without sacrificing that hometown-friendly service. Stop by today for premium discounts from Farm Mutual Insurance, because not having insurance is like sitting on a time bomb. You never know when disaster is going to strike, so don't risk it. Insurance Services in Elkhorn offers protection against life's little surprises. The friendly staff is there to help you with all of your insurance needs. For an affordable program from Farm Mutual Insurance, see Insurance Services in Elkhorn. They have a policy of working together, and for them it's more than just a slogan, it's their business philosophy. By working together with customers, they can provide a balance of quality insurance as well as friendly service and competitive premiums. Stop by today for a quote with Farm Mutual Insurance for all of your needs. Insurance Services in Elkhorn.
And taking a look at high school basketball, starting with last night, one game from the area played in a sub-state semifinal and sub-state number one for Class 4A. It was Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln knocking off Lewis Central 68-61, the final there. Also in postseason play here tonight, Class 1A and 2A schools, most of them will be playing their sub-state finals here tonight. There were a few games that were pushed back here around the state from Thursday and Friday here to the weekend. So there is one Class 1A qualifier that won't be determined until Monday for a sub-state final, but everything else will be played here tonight. In Class 1A Substate 7 at East Union, it'll be Grandview Christian taking on Southwest Valley at 7 o'clock. And in Substate 8 at Harlan tonight, it'll be Arweva facing Maple Valley Anthon Odo at a 7 o'clock tip there as well. And in Class 2A and Substate 8 at Denison Schleswig, Kemper Catholic takes on Alta Aurelia for a 7 o'clock start here tonight. And the game that we'll have for you is the Substate 7 game being played here in Atlantic, as the AHSTW boys basketball team will be playing for a trip to the state tournament against Van Meter. The Vikings have had a great season with a 21-2 record, a major improvement on their 10-11 record a year ago. They'll take on a very tough Van Meter team that is 22-1 on the year. The Vikings have been led by junior R.J. Harris, the younger brother of head coach G.G. Harris, with 18 points per game this season. Senior Rhett Welsh is also averaging in double figures with 14 points per game. The Vikings are averaging a blistering 74 points per game. The Van Meter Bulldogs have been led by three players averaging double figures, Blake Fryer and Ryan Schmidt with 11, and Mitchell Pomeroy averaging 10 per outing. The Bulldogs have put up 65 points per game and suffered their only loss of the year against Pella Christian. And I'll be joined by Mike Smith tonight for the call of the game here on KJN from Atlantic High School. Tip-off scheduled for 7 o'clock. We'll pick up coverage immediately following the Iowa-Maryland men's basketball game here this evening. Also interesting side note as well, Van Meter was the team that knocked AHSTW out of the football playoffs this year as well, as they had won that game 21-14 in overtime. So I'm sure it'll be a fun matchup for those two teams here this evening at Atlantic High School with a trip to the state tournament on the line. Also in college basketball last night, in women's play, Lizzie Wendell scored 21 points, and number 21 Drake defeated Northern Iowa 70-57 and clinched outright the Missouri Valley Conference regular season championship. The Bulldogs won their 17th straight game to break the school record they shared with the 1996-97 team. The outright conference title, coming with two games remaining for the Bulldogs, is the first for Drake since the 1999-2000 season. Becca Hintner added 12 points for Drake, which shot 52%. Sammy Backrod and Becca Jonas also scored 10 points each. Caitlin Engel had 8 assists with 9 points. Madison Weekly scored 19 points to lead UNI, which shot just 28% for the game. Shauna Johnson scored 22 points, including 10 straight for Iowa State in the third quarter, and the Cyclones upset number 6 Texas 70-66 on Friday night for their fourth straight victory, and also gives them a chance to possibly make the NCAA tournament now. Down 2 with 7 minutes remaining, Iowa State took control with a 9-0 run. Bridget Carlton scored 18 points for Iowa State, but she committed 2 turnovers in the final minute to give Texas an opportunity. The Longhorns had a chance to tie it after the second turnover, but Carlton blocked Ariel Atkins' driving shot with 9 seconds left and then made 2 free throws. Jada Buckley added 14 points for Iowa State. Texas has lost three straight games for the first time this season. Brooke McCarty led the Longhorns with 12 points. Breonna Taylor added 11, and Joyner Holmes and Alicia Sutton had 10 apiece. Iowa State improves to 17-11 overall in the season and are now 8-9 in Big 12 play. Also in men's college basketball news, Iowa coach Fran McCaffrey says the Hawkeyes hope to use the final games of the regular season to boost their postseason hopes. The Hawkeyes are 15-13 overall and 7-8 in the Big Ten, heading into Saturday's game at 24th-ranked Maryland.
He throws up a three. Good. He curls it. A spare. And a step-back three at that. Ewell has it from Jock off the pencil. He throws up a three. Good.
And those are not the correct cuts there. But McCaffrey says with the conference tournament still ahead, plenty of chances remain to improve their position. And we'll have that game for you here today. 4 o'clock will be the scheduled pregame start time. Tip-off is 5 o'clock there for the Hawkeyes there on the road at Maryland. Also in other notes here from baseball, the St. Louis Cardinals have signed Cuban outfielder Jose Adolis Garcia to a minor league contract and invited him to their big league spring training camp. Garcia, the younger brother of Atlanta Braves third baseman Adonis Garcia, was the MVP of the Cuba's top professional league last year and was declared a free agent by Major League Baseball in December. Adolis Garcia, who turns 24 next week, led his team to the championship in 2015 and 16. A right-handed hitter, he batted .315 with a .395 on-base percentage and a .517 slugging percentage during his MVP campaign in Cuba. He also played briefly for the Yomiuri Giants in Japan last year. St. Louis announced the move Friday night, saying General Manager John Mazeliak would be available to discuss it with reporters this morning at the club's spring training complex. And we'll have the Cardinals' first spring training game of the year here on the radio for you today, as they will take on the Miami Marlins at the Miami Marlins home field. 11:45 is the scheduled pregame start time, and they'll get things going with that first pitch at around noon here today on KJM. Also, another baseball notes, Cubs right-hander Pedro Strop has worked out another deal with the defending World Series champions. The reliever has accepted a two-year, $11.85 million package that includes a club option for 2019. The contract replaces the one-year, $5.5 million pack he accepted earlier this month. Strop was 2-2 with a 2.85 ERA and 54 appearances for Chicago last year, and is 15-20 with a 3.23 earned run average in 8 big league seasons. That includes stops in Texas and Baltimore. He and Jake Arrieta were acquired in a July 2013 trade with the Orioles. Catcher Matt Wieters has signed his two-year, $21 million contract with the Nationals 3 days after the deal was reached. The switch hitter batted .244 with 17 homers and 66 RBIs in 124 games for the Orioles last year. Indians outfielder Michael Brantley took regular batting practice Friday for the first time since undergoing a second surgery on his right shoulder last August. The shoulder limited him to 11 games in 2016 and left the American League champions without their most productive outfielder. And Kansas freshman Josh Jackson has been charged with misdemeanor criminal damage after allegedly vandalizing a woman's car outside a Lawrence bar last December. According to the district attorney's office, Jackson allegedly followed the woman to her car after she threw a drink at Jackson's friend in the bar. Jeff Gordon will be back behind the wheel for Sunday's Daytona 500. No, the four-time NASCAR champion won't be racing. He'll be driving the honorary pace car for the season-opening race. Gordon will lead the field to green behind the wheel of a 2017 Camaro ZL1. The three-time Daytona 500 champion will then leave the car to be part of the race broadcast for Fox. Ryan Palmer and Wesley Bryant will start weekend play tied for the top spot at the Honda Classic at 9-under par after 36 holes. That pair leads Ricky Fowler by one shot entering Saturday's third round. And heavy rain forced the LPGA Thailand organizers to suspend second-round play. 13 players didn't start, including co-leaders Arya Juntanjadarn of Thailand and Amy Yang of South Korea. And that's a look at the latest in sports here this morning on KJN Sports, brought to you by Insurance Services in Elkhorn. I'm Chris Parks, KJN Sports.